You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's Pick of the Day. A Money Control exclusive.
What a difference 10 years can make. Just ask a Bollywood heroine. Never the hero, though. Age does not touch those dudes. Or you can ask Infosys. The first quarter results of these two giants, TCS and Infosys, are out, and we do what we did in school. Compare and contrast. This is our Pick of the Day. My name is Rakesh, and you're listening to Money Control.
Editor's Pick of the Day.
Infosys versus TCS. A look after the first quarter earnings.
First, the latest. Infosys is
a Money Control exclusive
for the year. The software services exporter started off the year 2018-2019 on a mixed note, as quarter one bottom line and operational numbers missed analyst estimates, while revenue and FY19 guidance met expectations. Profit for the quarter ended June 2018 degrew by 2.11% sequentially to 3,612 crore rupees, which was partly hit by a reduction in the fair value of disposal group held for sale in respect of Panaya. Revenue from operations in quarter one grew by 5.77% to 19,128 crore rupees, and revenue in dollar terms increased 0.92% sequentially to $2,831 million, while constant currency revenue growth was 2.3% quarter on quarter. Analysts polled by Reuters on an average expected Infosys to post revenue of about 19,093.4 crore rupees and profit of 3,747.6 crore rupees in the June quarter. Infosys has maintained its FY19 constant currency revenue growth guidance at 6-8% and operating profit margin at 22-24%. EBITDA, that is earnings before interest and tax, rose 1.5% sequentially to 4,537 crore rupees, but margin contracted 100 basis points to 23.7% for the quarter ended June. To celebrate the 25th year of the company's public listing in India and to further increase the liquidity of its shares, Infosys announced a bonus issue of one equity share for every equity share held. Madhuchanda Day, head of Money Control Research, went on to write on Money Control, and I quote, "Infosys had a soft start to the year as it stepped up investments to be future ready, which resulted in a dent in operating margin. Momentum in large deal wins was strong, with the commentary on order pipeline and financial services vertical comforting. While the Q1 result by no means had the spark of its peer Tata Consultancy Services, we took comfort from stability in the senior management and step up in investment, albeit delayed, to be digital ready." Unquote. The Infosys stock in the past 3 months has outperformed the Nifty, and it has performed in line with the IT index. Its large discount to TCS is unlikely to narrow in the near future unless, as Madhuchanda Day calls it, the virtuous cycle kicks in. At 15.2 times FY20E earnings, Infosys stock leaves enough headroom for upside should the strategy yield expected results. The generous payout policy protects the downside, while the rupee's appreciation versus the dollar could be a surprise upside going forward. Let's take a quick look at this quarter earnings in comparison to the very previous quarter, that is Q4 of FY18. Revenue this quarter was $2831 million, whereas in the past it was $2805. Dollar revenue growth this time was 0.9%, like I said earlier, in comparison to 1.8% in the previous quarter. Constant currency growth much more significant at 2.3% this time as opposed to 0.6% last time. EBIT 23.7% Q1 FY19 as opposed to 24.7% in Q4 FY18. Sequential change in margin has seen a decrease of 100 basis points this quarter, whereas it had seen a growth of 30 basis points last quarter. In terms of geographies, while the rest of the world business handsomely outperformed the company average on a smaller base, its core market of North America, with a share of over 60%, also showed a sequentially higher growth in the quarter gone by. In terms of verticals, the performance of retail, energy, utility, manufacturing, and insurance were strong. The reported growth of its key vertical, that is financial services, was lackluster, and the management sounded confident about its revival in the next couple of quarters. It did report 40% of large deal wins from this vertical, that is financial services, in quarter one FY19. One of the major standout points from the quarter earnings was the 100 basis points quarter-on-quarter decline in operating margin to 23.7%. Was it expected? Well, as it turns out, it wasn't a surprise altogether. Infosys hiked wages for about 85% of its employees, which impacted margins negatively by those 100 basis points. It was also offset by currency opportunities, reduction in on-site mix, which fell to a 12-quarter low of 28.6%, and a higher share of digital and utilization contributed to a 40 basis points margin improvement. 2%, but that was totally negated due to increased investments that shaved off 140 basis points from margins, resulting in a net reduction of 100 BPS. You gain some, you lose some, and in this case, the loss was much more significant at 140 basis points due to increased investments. Lower headline profitability was contributed by a reduction in the fair value of disposal group, that is Panaya, which has been held for sale amounting to about 270 crore rupees. Don't let the headlines fool you though, there have been some strong deal wins. The management did go on to say that there is a positive environment within the company. While TCS may have already turned the corner with respect to BFSI, that is Banking, Financial Services and Insurance, Infosys' management also guided at a revival in this particular vertical. Of the 8 large deal wins, Infosys went on to say that 7 were from the United States, 2 were from the financial services and 3 from retail. It is of course true that there is an all-time high attrition rate of 20.6% in the company, but it also remains true that net employee addition remains quite strong and does point to a better demand environment. Madhuchandade went on to say, and I quote, "Although the high utilization rate limits the near-term margin upside, especially since planned investments would continue, we see structural upside to margin from the higher share of digital with higher gross margin and deployment of the on-site pyramid structure with stepping up of local hires," unquote. What about world macro triggers and how could that affect Infosys? The further weakening of Indian currency could also act as a tailwind. What also remains to be seen is if FY19 is a year of under-promise and over-delivery. Let's not forget that Infosys has also integrated its latest acquisition, WongDoody, which is a US-based full-service creative and consumer insights agency. Despite that, the management retained its FY19 revenue guidance at 6-8% and operating margin guidance at 22-24%. Well, the immediate question that everybody with an eye on the Infosys stock asks is what to expect from it now. The expectation is that there'll be a slow and steady trajectory for the company, which will certainly be devoid of the spark that is seen in TCS. More on that in a little while. The valuation gap with TCS is unlikely to narrow in a hurry because we're looking at a massive difference right now. However, the payout policy is now well-defined, that is at least 70% of free cash flow, and remains generous at a pre-tax yield of about 4.7%. Like I said earlier, to commemorate the 25th year of listing on the Indian stock exchanges, Infosys announced a 1-to-1 bonus issue. Some of the things working for Infosys at this current time: stability in senior leadership, well-chalked out execution strategy, better demand environment, like I said, employee addition still remains strong, generous payout and opportunities from a weaker rupee dollar protects downside for the stock. Valuation is also looking undemanding at about 15.2 times FY20E earnings. Therefore, for those people who are not interested in the business side of Infosys and are only concentrating on what their stocks could do, Infosys is an ideal entry in a portfolio with an eye on the long term. We'll conclude the podcast by taking a quick look at what the various brokerage firms across the country and the world are saying about Infosys, but let's address the first question that I started with. Let's compare and contrast the two big giants of the Indian software industry, TCS and Infosys. Sunil Shankar Matkar and Ritesh Preswala, writing for Money Control, go on to say, "Infosys, the so-called bellwether of the Indian information technology space at one point, has been trailing the country's largest software services exporter, Tata Consultancy Services, by quite a distance for close to a decade." Let's put that in perspective. Just in July 2008, about 10 years ago, Infosys had a market capitalization of close to 1.5 times that of TCS. But now, as we all know, TCS's market cap has crossed $100 billion, making it the most valued company listed in India. TCS's market cap of $111 billion is currently 2.5 times that of Infosys's $41.72 billion. Let's do a quick roundup of what different analysts in the industry had to say about the fortunes of TCS and Infosys and how these two companies stack up against each other in FY18 in comparison to their fortunes a decade ago. Harit Shah, who's a senior analyst IT at Reliance Securities, went on to tell Money Control that a comparison between the market capitalization of the two companies is an interesting case study. He went on to say TCS's market capitalization was 15% higher than Infosys based on the respective closing prices as of August 25th, 2004. For the next 6 years, TCS's market cap ranged between 63 to 122% of Infosys's, with a low of 63.5% coming in March 2009, a year when TCS had faced some major currency-related pressures. Those pressures led to a meager 3% growth in earnings per share, despite the company's EBITDA rising 26% because of rupee depreciation. TCS's dollar revenue that year fell 6.8%. Over the last 10 years, that is from 2008 to 2018, Infosys' share price has appreciated 236% to 1,309.1 as of the 13th of July, while TCS' share price has shot up, hold on to your hat, by 930% to 1,981.25. TCS currently trades at a 35% premium to Infosys, particularly because of its large-scale, broader geographic mix and consistency in execution. If you take a look at the comparison of the graph of the share prices of TCS versus Infosys in the past 10 years, we can see a clear fork appear in somewhere around July 2009, from which the TCS train has gone further and further ahead. Both IT majors, as we know, recently announced their earnings. TCS started off its financial year 2018-2019 on a very strong note, as June quarter earnings beat analyst expectations. Profit grew by 6.3% sequentially to 7,340 crore rupees during this quarter. Infosys, as we already know, failed to meet analyst expectations. Let's do a quick head-to-head comparison between these two giants in terms of numbers. TCS's revenue from operations during this quarter increased 6.8% to 34,261 crore rupees, and dollar revenue growth was 1.6% Q-on-Q. Whereas Infosys, 5.77% sequential growth in revenue to 19,128 crore rupees, and dollar term growth was 0.92%. So there's a difference of 1.6% growth versus 0.92% growth in terms of dollar. EBIT for TCS was a 5.3% jump, whereas for Infosys was a 1.5% jump, and the margin contracted 100 basis points, like we spoke earlier, to 23.7% for the quarter ended June, whereas for TCS there was a contraction in the margin as well, but that was by 36 basis points to 25.04%, again there due to wage hike. We know that it was a wage hike that caused this, even with Infosys. 3rd of March 2009 was the day TCS's market capitalization hit its lowest relative to Infosys after listing. But since then, that is since 2009, TCS's stock has seen a stellar performance in comparison to Infosys, as there has been a recovery in earnings, there has been an improvement in global economic environment post the 2008 slowdown, there has been a strengthening of its sales and delivery engines, there's been strong and consistent leadership, stable management teams have also driven the much improved financial performances superior to Infosys for the most part on most counts. Therefore, from a low of just 63.5% of Infosys's market cap on the 3rd of March 2009, TCS's market cap as of Friday, the July 13th, 2018, was more than 2.6 times. It should also be noted that in as many as 7 of the past 9 fiscal years, from FY10 to FY18, TCS's dollar revenue growth has been superior to that of Infosys. And the IT major, that is TCS, has clocked a 13.7% USD revenue CAGR from FY09 to FY18, compared with 9.9%. That's about a 4% difference between TCS and Infosys in terms of dollar revenue growth. TCS's FY18 USD revenue is therefore nearly 75% larger than that of Infosys, versus a difference of less than 30% in FY09. In terms of EBIT in these past 10 years, there has been a superior operating performance of TCS recorded there as well. Infosys was higher by 590 basis points in comparison to TCS then, but now TCS is more than about 50 basis points in comparison to Infosys. In financial year 09, Infosys's EBIT margin was as high as 29.6%, way above what was enjoyed by TCS at 23.7%, a difference of nearly 600 basis points. Even though TCS was around 29% larger than Infosys in terms of USD revenue, TCS's EBIT in absolute terms was nearly equal to that of Infosys, being higher by just 2.8%. Now cut to FY18, TCS's EBIT is in fact 50 basis points higher than that of Infosys, which is 24.8 versus 24.3%. And in absolute terms, if you want to look at it, TCS's EBIT is 78% higher than that of Infosys. TCS has clocked an 18.5% EBIT CAGR over FY09 to FY18, compared with 11.5% CAGR for Infosys over the same period. And what about net profit? Infosys's net profit was actually over 15% higher than that of TCS in FY09, owing to better foreign exchange management. Since then, because of all the factors we've spoken about, TCS has clocked a robust 19.6% PAT CAGR over FY09 to FY18, while Infosys has managed only 11.6%. TCS's PAT has in fact grown 5 times since FY09, whereas for Infosys, the figure is only 2.7x. As a result of that, TCS's PAT is 61% larger than that of Infosys in FY18. And what are the reasons that Harit Shah attributes to the outperformance by TCS in almost every respect? A combination of management issues at the top, impacting revenue growth, inferior operational efficiency, and pricing pressure may have led to the steady reduction in Infosys' EBIT margin over this period, that is down 530 BPS in FY18 versus FY09, whereas management stability, superior operating performance, and scale has ensured that TCS's FY18 margin is actually higher by a good 110 basis points versus FY09. In fact, on the same issue of where TCS has excelled in comparison to the problems at Infosys, we had done a deep dive, which I encourage you to listen to. It breaks all of these reasons down and tries to make sense of where TCS might have inched away from Infosys. Ashish Chopra, who is the Vice President, Research IT Sector of Motilal Oswal Institutional Equities, went on to say, and I quote, "We believe that TCS currently enjoys a stronger business momentum given the lead it has taken in large deals. This should help it open up a gap to peers for the next few quarters. That said, its premium valuations capture the same fully. While Infosys may lag for now, the expectation is that it will close some of this gap as stable leadership lays its focus on execution. That should help drive convergence in valuations too, as PE multiple of Infosys reduces the difference to that of TCS. Motilal Oswal has a buy rating on Infosys with a price target of 1,550 rupees, that is 1550, and neutral rating on TCS with a price target of 1,950 rupees. Sumit Bilgaya, who is the founder of Equity 99, went on to say, and I quote, "Infosys lost its charisma when Nandan Nilekani left the company. I think that was a turning point. From starting, Infosys has been run by professionals, but when it comes to transition, it fails miserably. Vishal Sikka, Chris Gopalakrishnan were good engineers and thought leaders, but they have failed to lead Infosys. On the other side, TCS has slowly kept its growth momentum through its journey. It saw superb transition from Subramaniam Ramadurai to Natarajan Chandrasekaran to current management. TCS is also a professional run company where it is backed by the Tatas. Thinking ahead of the industry, beating the guidance and rewarding shareholders handsomely were all things Infosys was known for, and now TCS has adopted all of these things in its own journey, and TCS has better cash flow and more visibility on growth side than Infosys." Sumit went on to say, Equity 99 have a buy rating on TCS with a target price of 2,150 rupees, that is 2,150, while they have a hold rating on Infosys with a target price of 1,335 rupees till clarity emerges on the growth front," unquote. Moving to other analysts, we have Niharika Ojha, who is a research analyst, IT sector of Narnolia Financial Advisors. She went on to say, and I quote, "Post-2009-2010 slowdown in deals and pricing pressure, Infosys adopted a strategy to look at growth without sacrificing margin, while TCS focused on broad-based growth. It triggered market share gains for TCS. Its sales were 1.28 times that of Infosys in FY09, and now it is 1.74 times. Due to this higher evaluation, now the rating for TCS, according to Narnolia Financial Advisors, is neutral, and the price target we're looking at is 2,100. For Infosys, the rating is buy with a price target of 1,445 rupees per share, according to Niharika Ojha. Let's quickly run through some other brokerage firms and what they have to say about Infosys and TCS. Jefferies has an overweight rating for Infosys, target of 1,450, that is 1,450 rupees for return of 11%. Investec has a buy call with a target of 1,440, return of 10%. CLSA also has a buy call with a target of 1,560 rupees, return of 19%. HSBC has a buy call with a target of 1,430 rupees, return of 9%. Prabhudas Leeladhar has a buy call, target 1,430 rupees, return 9%. Nomura has a reduce rating, target of 1,130 rupees, return of 14%. And finally, Citi has a neutral rating with a target of 1,315, that is 1,315 rupees for return of 0%. According to Citi, flattish BFSI and high attrition are key concerns, and the stock will be supported by sector sentiments, pending capital return and bonus announcement, Citi went on to say.
Editor's pick of the day.
Infosys versus TCS. A look after the first quarter earnings.
A Money Control exclusive.
Well, in the tussle between TCS and Infosys over the past 10 years, it appears, at least by all the parameters that we spoke about and according to the many analysts we spoke to, TCS seems to have a clear edge. But hoping that the management troubles that Infosys has faced in the past few years is a thing of history, we will see if the coming quarters spell a different story for Infosys. Thank you for joining us.
This is an exclusive podcast on Money Control. Editor's pick of the day. A Money Control exclusive.